Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Betches Moms, with hosts Aileen Drexler and Brittany Levine. Get ready to lock yourself in the bathroom or wherever else you hide from your kids, because you'll literally never be alone again.
Hello and welcome to the Betches Moms podcast. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Brittany.
And we're here alone together. That sound creepy?
Again.
It's a solo episode. I'm back with my baby bangs. They're getting curlier as ever.
They're out to play for summer with this humidity.
It's about to make its second curl, do you see?
That's amazing.
It's on its second coil.
You need to have like a picture progression.
I know. Like instead of like a height, like a chart for a kid, I measure my baby bang.
Your baby bang progression. I can't speak. So how was your Memorial Day weekend?
We're just coming. My Memorial Day weekend. How was it? I think it was good. People have asked me and I was like, I don't know, it's a blur, but not because I drank, but because it just every day rolls into the next. No, I'm not depressed. No, it was good. Like I did different things. I had my Shira and the kids my nieces were over for a little part of the day. I went to see my other friend with Mila and Rusty, see her new baby, and I went to a wedding.
Oh, you did a lot.
Jam-packed.
Yeah. So when you went to the wedding, who stayed with Mila?
My brother-in-law and his girlfriend. And I was really nervous about this because Mila recently has been like sort of making bedtime like kind of crazy. She would cry the minute I shut the door.
Oh God. Yeah.
And then like cry for a while. But I was so nervous. I was like, Emily is my she might as well be my sister-in-law, whatever. My brother-in-law's girlfriend. And I was like, just please. I'm like so nervous. She's like, you're nervous about me? I'm like, no, I'm nervous for you. Like, I'm just worried.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's okay. Like what? She's going to cry. Like I'll make sure she's okay. I'm like, all right. Turns out Mila decided, you know, she's going to be fine. And everything was great.
That's amazing. Because I feel like it's always the opposite, for me at least, on the nights that we go out. The kids are always a little bit crazier.
Yes, that's why I was nervous, because that usually is the case, like with my mom, my in-laws, and I'm like watching the Nanit and I'm like, God damn it. But to this time I was like, I'm not going to go on the Nanit, and things were very quiet and I'm like, what's going on? And she went to sleep and that
that's
was
amazing.
It.
Amazing. And you were able to enjoy yourself and not worry about it.
With the exception of the next morning when I woke up, we have to still wake up at, you know, 6:45, hungover beyond. Rusty and I are like, get the Advil.
Oh my God.
But it was fine. It was fun.
So you just need to take like electrolytes. Honestly, like drinking electrolytes helps me so much. And I drink it the night before and I drink it that morning. And it really does help.
I was not in the state of mind to drink electrolytes.
Oh God!
The martinis that were poured were quite strong, and because usually at weddings it's like watered down. So I thought, hey, what's another? Yeah. And it was enough. It was something.
Oh boy!
And I was not in the. I mean, I wasn't like crazy. I wasn't like sloppy. Right. Just wasn't like I was more so interested in eating food than, you know, caring about my hangover state the next day.
Right, and like taking care of children while you're hungover is like a special kind of hangover.
Like, yeah. But it was good because then that's when my that's when Shira and Co, my other brother-in-law, came over with their kids, and so we were all kind of hanging. So that was fun. Nice. How's yours? What'd you do?
It was good. We went to friends' pools. We had a hibachi night at my house with friends.
Oh, which was how really fun.
It was really fun. And we went to the beach. We did a lot. I was exhausted because I forgot how difficult it is being by a pool with a baby that can't swim. It's so difficult. And now you have a pool at your house. So like,
yeah.
Does Mila go in the pool? Like, since it's been like really nice out, has she been going in the pool?
We've been taking her into the pool. It's definitely like a whole thing. Like, it's such a thing. You have to put on the swimmy diapers, put on this like rash guard. I'm like lathering her in sunscreen.
Yeah.
She's like turning her head and I'm getting it into her eye. It's like, it's an event. It's
so hard.
But she's so cute with her little grandma hat and like her little like sunnies. But she's so cute. And she likes the water. And we're starting. She likes the water. And we're starting like swim lessons soon. But I agree, it's such like a production beyond. Because then you're like, oh, okay. Well, then I'm gonna need to feed her. Like, she's gonna be dry. She's gonna be cold. It's like a thing. And we don't know what to put her in outside. So Rusty just straps her into the stroller.
No, it's like, well, you should just you bring your high chair outside if it's your house.
Yeah, no, we just bring the stroller because like because it has shade.
Oh, right, because the shade.
It has shade.
Umbrella on it.
It has shade. It's,
yeah, no, it's nice.
You know, it's nice. She's comfy. She's protected. You know,
it's. So I have a question. Because here's my frustration. When I'm at the pool with Jack, it's been hard for me because especially if I'm going – I don't have a pool. So if I'm going to a friend's pool and they don't have babies, so there's no baby toys.
Like, right.
What do you do? Like, and I have a child who won't sit in his stroller. Like, he doesn't think that's fun unless he – like, he barely will nap in his stroller. But like
– right.
So I was trying to like think of things that like I need to do to like make it easier for me this summer. I'm really sorry if everybody hears, like, could you hear Jack screaming in the background?
I could, but that's on brand for this
show. It is
show,
on brand, so. But he's currently eating lunch and like he like freaks out if there's not food in front of him at like.
Immediately.
Immediately. So sorry about that. but. So, like, I was, like, trying to think of things, like, make it easier, like, make it more fun for Jack, right?
Uh-huh. So yeah.
Like, Oliver, he's, like, fine because, like, you know, Noah goes in the pool with him and he has his – sometimes his swimmies are on. Sometimes he could stand – at this point, he could stand in the shallow end. So, like, I'm not as concerned about Oliver. But, like, with Jack, I felt like I was just, like, chasing him around and just, like, anxious. Like, he had nowhere to really go. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, thinking of some – tips to make this easier for all the moms listening. And if you have any tips to make like pool time easier, like send that in. But like things to bring, like bring the does anybody know what the sink with like the electric kids sink is? It's like this
what electric sink?
It's like this sink that it's you could pour it's pretty portable and it's a kid's toy, but you like turn it on. And there's a pump in it, so water comes out of it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I think I've seen that.
The best toy. So, like, that's something I think I'm going to, like, keep as something to bring with me when I'm going to a pool. I think that's a toy that he would really enjoy playing with. It's water.
You mean, like, on the side of the pool? Like, when...
Yeah. Because, like, I'm just, like, sitting there with him on my lap. Unless he's, like, in a floaty in the pool. But, like, he doesn't always want to do that.
Yeah, right. So, how to entertain your child while you're at the pool.
Yeah, at like somebody else's house. So like I was thinking like maybe that would be something that would be like a really great toy to bring because you can't bring an entire water table with you, right? So like this is like a little portable water table. And then like also a picnic blanket, because that was another thing. Like, he was like crawling all over, like either like the deck of the pool or the grass, and it was like he was all scraped up. So I'm like, okay, I need to bring a picnic blanket so he has something that's not getting all like gross, because towels could sometimes get like really wet and gross. So like these were just like some things that I was thinking that like are going to make my life so much easier this summer, because I was so stressed out. And also like making sure, and also like making sure you have enough swim diapers, because I brought like two swim diapers with me, and like I feel like there's always somebody with you that is like, oh, do you have an extra swim diaper? And then like you only have one, and then you like can't go back in the pool with them. So it's like, it's hard.
What's the deal with swim diapers?
So swim diapers, I feel like we had also like once spoke about this on an episode. They don't hold pee, people.
They don't hold the pee.
They hold poop. So don't like, don't put a swim diaper on your child and then like be confused why your lap is wet, because it's pee.
Well, I you wouldn't know because their bathing suit is wet.
Right. Well, that, yes, but it's not, you can't use it as a regular diaper like through the day.
Right. Right. That's what's so annoying,
because you have to like change it back and forth.
Well, thank God it held poop, because the other, this weekend, we like didn't change her out of the swim diapers. We just like went, we were in the pool and they were like, let's get go home. So we went home and I hear her in the car making her noises. And then I put her on the changing table. And oh my God, like it was crazy in there. And the swim diaper has to be pulled down rather than like whatever. So I had a shit situation. All of a sudden, I'm trying to remove this poop like in a hygienic way so it doesn't touch her hands or her face. And I'm removing it and I'm putting it in another diaper to throw it into the diaper pail. For like one split second, I turn my face away and I'm focusing, like not like I'm not right on it. I'm leaving. I'm still in front of her.
Of course.
The next moment, I look at her. Her hands are covered in shit. The wall has shit on it because she touched the wall within two seconds.
Oh my God.
I'm not exaggerating. Oh my God. And I was like, oh my, and I'm like, no. And so I'm getting wipes. I'm cleaning. There's shit everywhere. And I'm like, this stupid fucking swim diaper. It would have been fine if I had just like, you know, done the regular cleanup job.
Right. Right.
But because I had to pull it down, all the shit fell out.
So for next time, you could rip the sides.
Shut up. Shit, I forgot that.
Yeah, you could rip the sides.
I'm an idiot. You're right. Anyway, what I should have done was changed her diaper before I left.
Yeah.
Like a smart person. But we live so close.
We live and we learn, right?
Yeah, we live and we learn.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So you guys actually, followers of Betches Moms, gave really good tips of like things you could do outside also to keep your kids cool and entertained.
And what were they?
Also, some of these are like really great tips that you could like take with you, like if you're going to the beach or to somebody's pool. So like one of the things I thought was like the most mind-blowing thing that I don't know how I didn't think of it is taking ice pops, putting them in a Stanley cup. And so because it stays frozen, right? And then you could open them at the beach or the park or wherever the hell you're going, and they're frozen and you have ices. Like how have I
like
never
an ice that? Meaning like what you didn't think of putting ice pops in a
yeah,
in like an ice
in like,
pack?
In an insulated, like an insulated water bottle.
Oh, in
not
the water
opened,
bottle.
Like closed so they stay cold. So you like it's a carrying thing for ice pops.
Oh, I see. You could also like bring like a little cooler, like a handheld cooler.
Yeah, but I feel like coolers like aren't like they're not going to keep ice pops frozen.
with if you put ice in it.
No, I feel that like it becomes it's heavy. Not,
you're right. A water bottle.
I thought this was genius. Okay. I thought it was genius.
Revolutionary idea. Put a food item that needs to be cold in a device that keeps things cold. No, this is really smart, and it's really smart because it's handheld. It's so handheld, and it's
like if you're like going to the beach and you're trying to be more compact. Yeah. And like also traveling with kids, like maybe you're like putting sandwiches in the cooler and like
You're right. I'm like just another
vessel.
Joking.
It's another vessel.
Yes, it's another vessel. That is smart. I haven't given Mila an ice pack, an ice pop yet. Should I? She'd probably like it.
Yeah, she would like it. I mean, I probably wouldn't let her like eat an entire ice pop because it's so sugary, but like she would like
oh no, I've given her like we've made blended apple sauce apples and made our own ice pop.
Oh, and that's she so liked cute. It.
Yeah, she liked it.
Applesauce pop.
Yeah, it was really cute. But okay, so these are good. Yeah, I also like have to get more like things for my yard. Like I bought a picnic blanket. But then what do you do for shade? Like if that person doesn't have an umbrella?
So they make these like pop-up tents, which like if you really want to come with the whole kit and caboodle to your friend's house.
Right. Yeah.
Caboodle. They make these like pop-up tents, yeah, that are just like, but the only, you want to find ones that have like a wind passageway, because I have had them on the beach before and they get really hot.
Oh.
Like, almost like keeps the heat inside. Yeah. So you need to like find the right ones. But that's actually like a really good point, like to like find some type of shade.
Cause that's my biggest concern is the shade is like,
well, that was difficult too.
Yeah. Like I don't, that's why I like the stroller.
Yeah. So Mila just like hangs out in the stroller. Like she's chill.
I don't leave her there for long periods of time. It's mostly Rusty who does it. And then I'm like, you know, he's like, oh, great. Aileen's gone. Let me put her in a stroller. Right. And then I come out and like, why is she in a stroller still?
Right.
And I'll take her out and like, we'll interact or I'll bring her back in the pool. She's pretty chill right now in her current phase. She is starting to get like more restless. Right. And like, she's about to crawl. We could feel it any moment now. I also noticed that she just picked up this new habit of growling so deep, loud, like she sounds like she's possessed.
I need to hear that. That's so funny.
It goes like this. And like, and I wonder if she's like mimicking our dog, but no, it's like, it's not even a dog growl. It's like a scary ghost growl.
She's possessed.
Right. No, she just found this lower octave and she likes it. And I laugh and it's hilarious.
So funny.
She's funny.
Jack started making this face. And like, I know like we can't like see visuals on a podcast, but like all of a sudden he started doing it one day. He like raises his eyebrows and pulls down his like lower jaw and he like shakes and he goes, like he's doing like a really intense smile. And he's like, and then he starts hysterical laughing and he thinks it's the funniest thing ever. I don't know where he learned it. I don't know why he does it. It's so freaking cute.
It's so funny, like what makes little kids laugh, like how not funny things are, but like they find it funny.
I know. It's so cute. So cute.
That is cute. It's Jack's birthday, is it not?
In like a week and a half.
Or not. Can you believe it?
Like a week. I can't believe it.
He's a year. It's been a year since he was born.
I don't understand. I truly don't understand.
What is time?
This time last year, I was like, when's it going to happen?
Right. Wow. Can you believe it? It's so crazy how like that time does. Time flies, man. This is a podcast about time. No, but like it is weird how these phases go by so quickly. And I was like staring at Mila while she was doing all these new things. Like, she, like, plays with toys more interactive. Like, she's more interactive.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, like, putting her fingers in, like, weird little holes that are not part of the toy. They're, like, where the screw goes. Like, that's her enjoyment.
Yeah.
And, like, discover it, like, all of a sudden sitting up in her crib. And I had to lower the crib 2 days ago, whatever. And I'm just like staring at her and I'm like, it's so weird because you don't notice these progressions.
Right.
They slowly happen. And you're like, I sort of remember a time when she was just sitting in front of this little activity cube where she wasn't really interacting with it. Like, I remember that.
Right.
But it was just like a moment in time. Like, it's such a slow progression that it's hard to like soak it in, like soak in a moment.
I agree, because like I feel like I do it more so now than I did with Oliver, where I feel like very nostalgic about like in the moment of like trying to be like, I want to like record this memory and like internally and just like remember it because it goes so fast. Like I look at Oliver and he's going to be 4 and like I don't know.
Yeah.
He's like not a little kid anymore. Like they turn 4 and they're like children. They're like, he's a child. He's not a baby. It's weird. I'm like, he said recognize the other day. He's like, I don't recognize this. I'm like, how do you know that word? Like, to then like be with Jack and like he's doing these things and I'm like, it's going to, and I get like upset. Like I get really upset about it because I'm also like, am I gonna have a third? Like, is this like my last time experiencing this? Like, and it's just, I don't know. I'm a little bit more nostalgic this time than I was with Oliver.
Because you feel like it's going too fast.
It's going too fast, and I now know how fast it goes and how fast they become not babies.
Yeah, so many people also like. You know, I feel like that's such like a thing. Like people miss the baby phase.
Yeah.
But then we forget about the miserable baby phase.
We forget the baby phase. But it's also the like one of the hardest.
The hardest phases.
As parents. Like obviously every phase has its difficulties. I'm sure all the way up to adulthood. You know, there's always going to be like a difficult point of like being a parent. But like, you know, when they're at the point where they like fully depend and rely on you, like that's very hard for us.
Yeah. I think it's like the logistics of caring for them is easier because like you just set the rules. There's no pushback for the most part.
Right.
But the like emotional toll of the beginning of the baby phase is heavier, at least for the first time.
Yeah.
And But you still miss it because they're just these little innocent babies and they just like just sit and point at little things. Like I feel like Mila's going through the phase that I want to box up and bottle up. Bottle up is the phrase.
Age. Like I feel like from 6 months to like on to like 18 months. Is like I feel honestly every stage is great, but like there's something about just like from 6 months to 18 months where they're still like so innocent, they're like maybe so starting little. To like say some things at a year and like and they're like learn and they're just so funny because like they don't know what they're doing. It's just so cute.
Right. It's such an amazing thing that like this kid is physically changing. Like, okay, for not to compare a baby to a dog, but with our dogs, is that like you got your dog. Yeah, they'll grow, but it's not like they're going to learn. They'll learn some tricks, but they're not going to like start talking or like do anything new. Like it's not going to morph into this other thing. With like a kid, they're learning new things and they're picking up new things and they're changing like their form, like their bones grow. Like that's wild to me.
It's so weird.
And it's such a, so I try to like kind of stop and think about those things, but also while acknowledging that time is going by fast.
Yeah.
It's very mind
it's
boggling.
It's so weird.
Having a baby is so weird.
I feel like we get into these
say this all the time
conversations and we're just like we stop and we actually like think we're like this is so weird.
Because I really don't think the human mind is like supposed to like grasp it. Like we just this is like our evolutionarily this is what's happens and like it just is. You know, like we did this when we were pregnant. And we were like, this is an alien.
I mean, that whole thing, just like everything about it is just mind blowing.
It's and just it really crazy.
Brain. It's like think, and I feel like I've said this before too, like thinking about the universe, it like hurts my brain.
Well, it's sort of like in Pleasantville, you know, when they don't like question things. Like that just like is yeah. the way that it is, you is. Know?
Yeah.
And then like Tobey Maguire is like questioning things and they like start to short circuit, which is this is what I feel like I start to short circuit when I think about like the whole like the human experience of growing from a baby to it's just it's too crazy. I'm starting to short circuit now. We need to move on to an MMI monster. But wait, before we do, if anybody has any like weird trippy thoughts like this and like think about like something even weirder to another level or are like or you are a scientist and you want to message us some fun facts, please do. We'd love to hear at Betches Moms.
I love fun facts. Please send them in.
That's the thing about you. You love fun facts. All right, we're doing Am I a Momster? One of our favorite segments. If you have one of these to submit, you email us moms@betches.com. Okay, here we go. Dear Brittany and Daleen, for background, I like to give my toddler the autonomy of deciding if he wants to interact with someone and how. Some of my neighbors have a different mentality and have taken to telling him to smile or that he should wave to them. I try to be a buffer and I ask my child, do you want to smile? And then let him decide. But I was wondering, should I be putting up a clearer boundary with my neighbors, asking them to stop directing my child's choices? Or should I be reinforcing to my kid more clearly, like, you don't have to do that or something, so he knows it's still his choice? Or can it all be summed up that I am a momster? Please help. All right.
I have a lot of
this problems. Is a parenting question, and I don't know shit about shit. So this is for you.
You know a lot about parenting.
I don't know shit about shit. No, you're right. I don't know. I don't, though. Like, I wouldn't really know. This is like a gentle parenting thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The idea that, you know, you don't need the kid to be a people pleaser, and you don't need to tell them what to do.
But in this, it's also like, having random people parent your child. Just like, mm-hmm. No. So first of all, you're not a momster. Like, I don't know your relationship with your neighbors, but if my neighbors started telling my child to smile and say hi to them, I'd be like, you're creepy. Could you not do that? Like, I think that's like weird that somebody else is trying to like tell your child how to behave when it's like not a like it's different mm-hmm. when it's a family member, like if it's like your parents or in-laws or maybe like a brother or a sister, like that's different. But then to have like neighbors, I don't know, that seems weird to me. But then going to the edge of like gentle parenting, I'm the same way. Like I would feel like if somebody who like a parent or an in-law was telling my child to do that, I wouldn't necessarily like that because I feel that for Oliver, if he wants to say hi to somebody, he could say hi to somebody. If he wants to smile, he could smile. Like he's in charge of his own body. In choices like that, obviously I make choices for him to be safe in certain scenarios. But when it comes to him, like, being in charge of, like, his feelings and his body, like, that's up to him. And I'm sure there are people that have opposing ideas to that and maybe feel like it's rude. You should say hi. You should smile to your elders, etc. But, okay. Everybody has their own opinions.
Right.
I don't think you're a momster at all for this.
Do you ask Oliver, like so she posed it as a question. Like, can you say, do you want to smile or do you want to say hi?
Yeah, there are definitely situations where I ask him, like, is that something you want to do? I feel like it comes up a lot when it comes to, like, hugging somebody, like, hugging a family member or something. And I'll be like, oh, or if somebody, like, asks for a hug and he says no, I'll say, like, okay, well, like, when you're ready, maybe you could go and say hi.
Yeah, that's nice.
So,
right.
you know, when you're like, maybe right now you don't feel like saying hi, but in a little bit, maybe you want to go say hi. You know, it depends on the situation and it depends on the person, but I'm definitely very into like asking questions and like asking Oliver to like be in tune with like how he feels about something. We actually recently had a whole conversation about, we had a very, very long conversation. I don't know if did I tell you how he walked out of my house at 6 a.m.?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah. So Oliver woke up and walked out of my house at 6 a.m. That was cool.
And walked where?
He was in my driveway. He wanted to get into the car because we had toys in it from the day before. And
you were asleep?
We were like, well, I was pretty much asleep. Noah was like half asleep, but like he had walked into the bed. So he came into our, we're like kind of going off topic a little bit, but like he came into my room, was like, wake up. And we were like, no, it's too early. Like you could come into our bed and watch TV. And I thought Noah went downstairs with him, but Noah was in the bathroom. So when I heard the alarm go off and the door open, I just thought it was Noah. And then I hear Noah being like, Oliver's outside.
Oh my God.
So it could have been way worse. But we had a very, very long talk with him, and I'm trying to remember where I was going with this.
Wait, was he like, did he just leave and you just like kind of went after him, or he was out there for like, where you guys didn't know where he was?
I think it was like a minute of him being outside before, I think Noah like opened his phone to like turn the alarm off, and then he like noticed Oliver outside, whatever. Because sometimes, like, our alarm might just, like, go off because, like, the wind or something, you know. So he was, like, looking to see what it was. He was looking for cameras, and it was Oliver. But oh my God. So we, like, went outside after he, like, wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
But we had, like, an hour talk with him after. And we had a lot of I feel like this is like a whole, could be like an entire episode of like the things that we spoke about. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was just like asking him a lot of things like, you know, not everybody is nice. Like not everybody is friendly. So like I feel like to like if you have people saying like, oh, you should smile and like say hi to everybody, that could kind of be like opposing opinions when you're trying to also tell your child,
safety,
like you shouldn't necessarily say hi to everybody and smile at everybody because guess what? The world isn't great. And like, I had to break that to my 4-year-old, which was like sad, but like not everybody's a nice person because we had to get into other conversations because of the day before as well. But like, again, could be a whole
episode. I want to hear this whole thing. Okay, so to be continued,
yeah. So, like, I think it would just feel like opposing conversations with your child if, like, you're trying to tell him, you know, to be safe, and then you have other people being like, no, say hi, blah, blah, blah. So you have to do what's best for your child, and your child should know, like, he or she learns from, you know, what his parents are teaching them.
That's good. That's a great point about like the safety. And not everybody is friendly. But what about like, you know, politeness? Like clearly this neighbor is a friend or is friendly because, you know, you stop to say hello.
Right.
Or even a family member who does say you should smile. Like I get the like not forcing the kid to smile is a whole different thing, but like asking your kid, do you want to say hi to a friendly neighbor? And I also get not forcing them to do anything is totally normal. But like you would say to a neighbor, like, sorry, like please don't tell my kid to smile. You would say that confrontationally?
No, I think I would be passive about it. And I think I'd be like, oh, like maybe he doesn't feel like smiling. So like, Oliver, like, how are you feeling? Like, do you feel like smiling right now? Like, I would maybe like be passive about it. I wouldn't want to be rude, especially depending on the relationship. Right. And you have to like see these people every day. So like,
I know it's so awkward.
But I would be like, oh, like I was like, I think this did not happen to me. I think I would just be like, oh, like he's just tired right now. Like Oliver, you're like, we're not feeling it today. Maybe tomorrow. Well, maybe if we want, I'll walk you over and we could say hi. I don't know. Like, I would definitely be passive about it because I think
in yeah.
that situation it would get awkward.
Right. So awkward. Well, okay. Not a momster. Agreed. And we can have like a whole conversation about all of, not even just the safety part, which I do want to hear about, but just the whole like how, like this expectation to be a certain way. And like, where's the line between like, you know, participating in community and being polite
yeah.
versus forcing your kid or showing your kid that you just be like, you have to force yourself to feel a certain way despite act a certain way despite how you feel.
Right.
So that's interesting topic of discussion. All right, all right, all right. Brittany, do you have a no mom guilt today?
Yeah, what do I not have a no mom guilt? So my no mom guilt has to do with Oliver. And Oliver is he's really smart and he's really good. And I don't give him enough credit for being like such an amazing child. Like he really is. And when he misbehaves like a normal almost four-year-old,
mm-hmm.
I, like any normal parent, get frustrated and I yell at him when the gentle parenting thing isn't working. And yesterday, I was actually, my father-in-law was here watching the kids for a little bit. And when I got home, I was talking to him and he was like, Oliver's just like such an amazing kid. You know, we were coloring and he, it's so sweet how like when you left, he was like, bye mommy, I love you. Have a good time. And, oh. you know, he like, he went to bed when it was his bedtime and he knew we read 3 books and like, he was just so amazing. And I was like, you know what? I was like, he is so amazing. And I started telling my father, I'm like, you know, and I feel really bad that I yell at him when he yeah. frustrates me and he's not behaving. And like, I just like, I kind of have this like, back and forth where I'm like, I forget. I think like any parent could relate to this. Like you forget that they just don't understand on the level or that you mm-hmm. understand. They can't control their emotions the way that we can because they are not
children.
Even, like he's 4. So yeah. I just need to like not feel guilty about that and know that it's okay that to parent him when I need to parent him because mm-hmm. even though like, you know, maybe I can be a little bit easier, like one thing I like assess like, okay, is this like something to get so frustrated about? Maybe there's a moment where I'm feeling overstimulated and like I can't handle the noise and the questions
yeah.
and all of that. But I guess it's more of like a not feeling guilty for it because I'm only human and also just like thinking back and like making myself think about what's necessary to get angry over.
Right. It's a moment of reflection. It's a nice also moment where you do get to acknowledge that Oliver is, you know, listens and doesn't give you much trouble and is affectionate and has all these things. And like, you know, it's easy to focus on the negative and just assume that all the positive is baseline, right. But like positive reinforcement also is works as well. And maybe it was like a moment to say, oh, hey, maybe I can like not acknowledge all the positives too, to him.
Right.
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 But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't also correct negative, but you're saying that like sometimes it's just you and not him.
Well, no, like if it's him, well, sometimes it could be me. Yeah. Where like he's really not doing anything wrong and I'm just overstimulated.
Right.
But there are a lot of it is also just like, you know, he's, you know, 2 out of 10 times he's misbehaving and it's like the world is ending for me. I'm like, why?
Right.
You know, in my head, I'm like, why is he acting like this?
Is your response proportionate? Right. to that right. moment. But
exactly.
No, you're not perfect. Whatever. Exactly. You're not perfect. Yeah. No one's perfect. There's no yeah. real, there's no, whatever. There's no like correct way to do anything. Like, again, I always remember that like gentle parenting is like a theory. It is right. like a, is, you know, years right. ago, it was something else.
You're right.
Years later from now is going to be something else.
You're right.
This is where we are in a moment of time. What is right for you is obviously within the boundaries of your kid is safe, obviously, and you're not like right. emotionally abusing him. You know, that the way that you parent is up to you, and like the kid will remember a lot of the good positives too.
Right.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Thanks. I feel like that's become like our like tagline to No Mom Guilt. Like we have.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
That's a really good one. Yeah, we should just keep doing that. You're doing amazing, yeah. sweetie. Honestly, it is a great reminder. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
It is.
Like, thank you. It's like that hug of, again, positive. It's the positive yeah. reinforcement.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's like a compliment, not of like how. If you're good, it's a compliment how you're doing. Speaking of good, and maybe this is it for another day, but like I also saw some gentle parenting content about like calling your kid a good.
Yeah.
Like good girl or like things like that. And yeah. I'm like very conscious of it. What's the deal with it?
So it's like like we'll say to Oliver, I'm like, you're always a good boy. You're a great boy, but sometimes you make not great choices. So to
calling your kid good
that they're a good boy. I haven't read anything that. I mean, I could look. I don't send me what you saw, but like from what, and I got this from Dr. Becky. Like it's okay to say, like you don't want to just be like, oh, good boy, because like they're not a dog.
Like, yeah, right. You know, totally.
Like, you don't want to just be like, oh, good boy. You want to like, just like if they're doing an art project, you want to be like, you don't want to be like, oh, I really like what you're doing. You want to explain, like, I love how you put the red on that side of your square or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Or like, really like how you
enjoy the experience.
Yeah. Like, I really love how you thought to use all those colors. And like, so like in the same sense, it's like, well, what is he a good boy for? It's like, I really love how you put your dishes in the sink.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
you want to like actually more like explain to them like what it is that you're feeling, like what are those actions or whatever, rather than being like, good boy, good girl.
Well, because the thing is like the theory is that they internalize being good as yeah. like their
a reward.
Identity.
Yeah. Right, and not reward and identity, right?
Like an identity and being yeah. like I'm a good boy, like
yeah.
And is that, you know, when people are actually multifaceted, but right. I don't know, something to explore. I want to learn about it. Maybe we should have Dr. Becky back.
Yeah,
we have lots of questions, Dr. Becky.
So many questions.
Well, anyway, that is it for this episode. Happy birthday, Jack!
Thank you.
Hope everyone is having a good start to their summer, staying in the shade. And that is it for this episode of the Betches Moms podcast. Don't forget to rate, review, follow us on Apple and Spotify, and follow Betches Moms on Instagram. And remember, there are no rules on this podcast. I'm not like a regular mom.
I'm a cool mom, right, Regina?
Please stop talking.
The Betches Moms podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Social media by Brittany Levine. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Moms on Instagram and send us your emails to moms@betches.com.
Betches.